Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is it going to be somebody who coached in the league last year, whether it be Michael Malone or Taylor Jenkins? Is it going to be a young assistant coach here, which is certainly a risk, but I think there's some real goodness to that as far as I just look at what Jordy Fernandez did in Brooklyn. That's going to be the most interesting thing because as you guys know, it's a roster to build now, and you know, you got rid of a coach who's really, really good and did a lot of good things in New York.
We keep hearing about how busy, you know, this offseason is going to be, and potentially as soon as the NBA draft later this month. And I would assume that Kevin Durant is a big part of that. In terms of, you know, how collaborative do you think he's going to want to be, in that process when the Suns decide where they're sending him?
I think he would want to be just based on he's going in the last year of his contract and he is extension eligible. And any team that trades a lot for him would want to know if he's here for the next past this year for the next 2 years and everything like that. So I do think, I'm sure there'll be if we get in that direction, there'll be teams on his list. But I think if you're Phoenix, you've got to expand that list a little bit. You're not going to send him to a team that's in the bottom of the lottery there, but you do have to kind of look at what's the best interest of the organization as far as what you're going to get. You're not going to get what you traded for him back in 2023, but I do think, of course, he's got to be part of the process as far as what the next home is going to be for him.
And then lastly, I don't think we'll get a chance to catch up with you before the draft. You know, we've reached that part of the cycle with Cooper Flagg where it's like now you have to say, oh, I don't think he'll be that great. I think he'll be like a Detlef Schrempf. So we've reached that part of the cycle. But I believe we talked to you about him this time last summer during the Olympics. And you kind of do you share that same opinion of, you know, how good an NBA player he will be?
I'll just say this: I think at 16 years old, Cooper Flagg could have played in the NBA, and I'm not backing off that right now. And I think he's a better defender than where he is offensively right now. And if you can come into the league as an elite level defender, which I think he can be, the rest of your game just kind of grows with you. And he's going to he's going to an optimal situation it's a win now team. And he basically can fit right in there. It's not going to a 19 win team.
That's right. Bobby, you're the best, man. Thanks for the
time.
Thank you
so
much,
Bobby.
Thanks guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. He is Bobby Marks, Front Office Insider for ESPN. Yeah, it was Chuck Klosterman on with Bill Simmons who said he feels like he's going to have a Detlef Schrempf type career, which was a three-time NBA All-Star.
I was going to say Detlef was pretty good.
Yeah, it's not an embarrassing comparison, you know, but I think if you would say like that's all it's going to be,
people are expecting more as the one pick.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't remember exactly like what his what his reasoning was. I mean, people are entitled to their opinion. But I don't know what more he could have done to show you, like, at Duke. Like, he was unbelievable. He reclassed, right? That's what people forget. Like, this dude reclassed up. He's playing. He didn't turn 18 until December. So, and he was dominant from the beginning.
Well, and I've never heard anyone, characterize Cooper's game as right now as his defense is ahead of his offense.
Yeah.
If that's any kind of true, as Bobby's pointing out there, how the sort of what we dismiss is what he can do defensively. If that's even close to true, go into the situation in Dallas where defense is going to be the priority, right? Starting there and building off that. Dude, I mean, his offensive game is polished.
Yeah.
He was going at them USA guys last Olympics when we talked to him last year. I mean, he was going hard at them. So if he can defend at that level too, hey, what are we talking about? It's going to be a lot more than three All-Star games. Talking about MVPs eventually once this is his team. That's the beauty of this thing. It doesn't have to be off the top.
Yeah, I mean, if you go look at his numbers at Duke, I mean, 39% from three, 48% from the field.
This dude's an awesome offensive player, and you're talking about he's further ahead defensively right now?
Yeah, 27 against Houston. Like, nobody has 27
I've watched him,
Houston.
You know, as a rebounder, and that counts defensively. Like, he's an elite rebounder, goes up and gets it. We've seen it. He doesn't wait on it to come down to him.
Yes.
But you're talking about holding, NBA athleticism, guys cutting. If he can do that on a nightly basis, and that's not his weakness, what are we talking about here?
Yep.
This dude's going to be unbelievable.
The only thing he did wrong was get called for a foul wrongly. Mistake, you know.
Yeah, that, yeah, yeah.
On Juwan Roberts on the free throw miss. You know, I don't think that was a foul. But other than that, I mean, look at his
tournament. That shot, that last shot could have easily gone in.
I mean, yeah.
Against them, wasn't it? It was a fadeaway that you shot he usually hit. You know, wasn't too far away.
30 against Arizona, you know, 16-9 against
Bama. He's so polished offensively.
Yeah.
I think it's his tenacity and his competitiveness.
Absolutely.
It feels like it's
absolutely
what's going to just drive him to greatness.
Yeah, like he's not meek about it, you know. Like he comes in ready to play.
Oh, man, he wants it.
Yeah, he does. David Lee Roth. Van Halen, 1984, George Orwell, Big Brother, think about it.
Bears.
Think about it, man. All these things related. By the selection of one simple song, Brad, you have started a fire. You have started a fire of thought-provoking discussion. Might as well jump into the rundown. Game three tonight. Pat McAfee's out in front of Gainbridge. Isn't that what it is?
Yep. Child out there as well.
He's got a child out there. Is it his?
In his arms, I don't know.
We don't know whose it is.
Baby.
We don't know whose child that is. But
I guess it's his the way he's holding the baby.
You know, who knows? I with Pat McAfee, I don't rule anything out. My opinions on Pat McAfee are well documented at this point. I think he needs to choose between Pittsburgh, where he is from, and Indianapolis, which is where he played. I think he needs to pick one because he's not playing anymore.
Who's bigger in Indy, him or Dockage?
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say Caitlin Clark. I thought you were going to give me a real choice.
No, this one's a real choice.
No, bro. Dockage is irrelevant up there. He had the biggest radio show in the world.
In Indy.
In Indianapolis. Right. And then he tricked it off. It's just that simple. It started when he came on this show. I'm not saying I put a hex on him, but.
And then Doyle was big in Indy too, right?
Doyle was big in Indy. He's still there, yeah.
Did he ever have his own show though? He would just go on other folks' shows?
He had one for a little bit, and I don't think he's doing it anymore.
Okay, so he wasn't like.
Radio's not for everybody.
Indeed.
So McAfee runs Indy.
Yes.
When he decides to be from there.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Now let me ask you this,
McAfee's
Brad.
McAfee's running that.
Do you think
right
Pat McAfee
like
would
run
work
it.
Looks like it.
As a radio show? It's a TV show that kind of moonlights as a radio show, but would you think it would work without the visuals?
Yes.
Okay. I think it would too, probably.
And I'll take it a step
but the
further.
Visuals help a lot.
I'll take it a step further. It would kill it.
Interesting. I think a show like that, like, do you have to have AJ Hawk's floating head? You know, it's very important to have that. It's very important to see him and how histrionic he gets, but I don't know. I think visuals do help. I mean, you know, we're doing it, right? We're doing more visual stuff here, in the future. But game three tonight, I looked at the ticket prices, not for tonight, but for Friday. I'm like, do I have that wild hair in me at 33, bro, to go up to the finals? It's not that far. And then the flight prices, believe it or not, were extremely expensive for Indianapolis. I don't know why, but they were. So I will not be going to the finals, Jason, on Friday night. But we got game three tonight. It's 1-1. Game three winner of a series tied at one apiece goes on to win it, like, I don't know, 70-something percent of the time. I don't have the exact stat, but we know how convincing it is. Oklahoma City is about a 5.5-point favorite right now in game three. And, look, I kind of feel like this is the moment where the Thunder seize control. They've been dominant in the series. If not for a collapse in the fourth quarter of game one, this is 2-0 without a doubt, and we'd be saying that this is a sweep. That's what we'd be saying. So we're one collapse away from that being the case. So I think the Thunder have kind of shown us that they are who we thought they were. I expect that to continue to tonight in Indiana. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Or I'm about time.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have some side on this.
Yeah.
I'd love for to again, to get competitive, and all of a sudden this become a great topic for us, but I think this is going one way.
Well, yeah.
The only topic is going to be the story of tomorrow will be how many of these OKC is winning.
Exactly.
And how far off the rest of the league is from it.
That's true.
In terms of trying to catch up to it. Oof. Who's closest, that kind of thing. Celtics out the picture.
Yep.
Who's got a chance? Because I think that's where we're about to be.
Who do you think would have given out of the East the Thunder? Would it have been the healthy Celtics? Like, do you think that would have been the Cavs maybe?
No, healthy Celtics.
Gosh.
Healthy Celtics.
Yeah.
The way they shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to play their style. They've got the experience.
Yep.
Maybe there's a little bit more fear, too, on OKC's part when you're playing.
Yeah.
You know, Tatum and Brown over there, maybe you can punk those guys in a way that the rest of the league has not been able to.
That's right. Because, honestly, like, Indiana just does not put any pressure on them from the wing.
No, they don't.
It's all shooting. Like, it's just – which is great, but it's not like, you know, Tatum kind of does it all. You know, he kind of – he gets the cup. He can hit the mid-range. He can hit the three. Like, he just puts three levels of pressure on you. Whereas, like, who does that for the Pacers? I mean, I guess you could say Siakam, but, you know, you kind of live with his three, you know?
Yep.
Like, I mean, he can definitely knock it down, but it's like, I don't know. It's not the same. It's not the same. So I think you're right.
I'm hopeful they get, you know, one of the two at home, and that means we're getting six games. But other than that, I don't even think in those six this necessarily has to be competitive, you know, in the wins for OKC, we can see it. So, you know, hope I'm wrong, but I'm ready for draft. We're going to start scouring the second round.
You don't think the Grizzlies can find a way to get back in that thing in the first round?
Oh, I'm sure. They'd probably buy their way into the back of the first if there's somebody.
Because now, like, you got
to
get a center.
Needs to be a big.
Let's get a young big. That's what this
team
needs.
One that bounces around a little bit.
But
he needs to be able to set screens, though. Harrington's talked about this. He has to be able to play some Zach Edey style because you still need the guy that can create the space and rebound
right. When
Zach is off the floor. That doesn't go away,
the
need for that. So
let me just take a gander. Can I do that?
You're Mr. College Basketball. I'm hoping you can find help climb and find some good value. You know, end of first round.
It may not be an American, right? It may be somebody else.
Well, it ain't going to be that dude y'all stashed because he just got broke up.
Yeah, I can't even say his name. I really wish Condon would have stayed in. He would have been a nice thought. He's a big dude, but he's not. What about Jani Broome, man? What about him? He's big. He's big. And he does the things around the rim that you're looking for, Jason. That's my submission to Jani Broome.
Okay.
There aren't a lot, man. There aren't a lot of great options there for the Grizzlies in this first round.
No, that's why you want KD so bad.
And by the way, it seems like I'm not going
to
get it.
Yeah. I was going to say we can get the next story on that one.
I'm looking for the Grizzlies' next center in the draft?
Teams that have expressed interest in Durant from Shams mainly feature the Rockets, Spurs, Heat, Timberwolves, and Knicks. Several wild card suitors have made inquiries on Durant in the past 7 to 10 days, sources said. There is no talk of Grizzlies being involved whatsoever. Durant's going to be 37 in September, like we've talked about, which means he's looking, if he has, and John was asking Bobby Marks about this, right? He's going to want to collaborate. He's going to want to get with the Suns and hope that they put him somewhere that he can contend for a title. I'm not sure if I'm the Suns, if I care about that all at this point. I'm trying to get best deal possible. But that's why, I mean, those teams that have inquired to express interest so far, you know, several of them can tell themselves they're close, right? Timberwolves,
absolutely.
Knicks can do that.
Yeah.
Rockets maybe, but not Spurs and not Heat. Not Heat, not Spurs, not right now. You know, maybe Heat a little bit closer based on the state of the East going into next year, but I'd even say, okay, what's going to be with KD down in Miami? I'd need to see the rest of it. Only a couple of those are, you know, in championship contention right now. I'd say Knicks and Timberwolves, certainly in that group, maybe Rockets. And my guess is he's going to want to get to one of those because at 37, again, it's going to be about, can I get another title out of this in addition to, you know, whatever my last contract is going to look like. But right now, yeah, man, I mean, I just think, you know, for those of us here in Memphis that are hoping maybe you can get involved, or because Memphis has been, obviously, has kicked the tires, and we know that, has tried to get KD before. I just think those days are done. What we're going to have to figure out here is, frankly, you know, what you can do after you get Jaren signed to a, you know, a renegotiate and extend, it sounds like, a renegotiated extension. Because whether it's Bobby Marks saying this is probably the best road for Memphis to go, Chris Harrington saying, oh, this is what I'd be on the lookout for right now. Because, again, yeah, his agent can tell him wait for all NBA. That's putting, you know, that's putting a lot at risk going into next year. Yeah, you get hurt, whatever else. Yeah, you're going for $40 million more, but I'll take that guaranteed money right now. That seemed to be the way Bobby sort of thought you'd think through it as a player and an agent after a while. So, for right now, man, it's going to be once you've done that, if you get that done July, whatever it's going to be,
yep.
What else can you do in terms of shaking up, you know, this roster, in terms of adjusting this roster? You'll be limited. You will be limited. Maybe it's moving on from Santi, sign and trade. Read that from Harrington. Brandon Clark might be involved in something like that. But, again, Jaren re-signs this summer. It's going to be less of a shakeup of your team and more of a run it back,
yes.
It sounds like.
Which, like, okay.
And that's good for security with Jaren, but is it good for getting you anywhere in the West next year?
Right, the way I look at it is like, all right, let's say that we're no longer the Jason John Show. We now work in Grizzlies marketing, and we're in charge of coming up with the campaign for 25-26, and it's just everything's the same other than the coach. That's kind of tough.
Back to the grind. We've done it.
We've already done that already.
We've done it seven times around the block, back to the grind.
We already did grid grind 2.0. So, like, what are we doing? Like, what's the campaign if you don't change anything fundamentally?
It's reinvesting in the big three.
We can ask ChatGPT.
Here it is. Health is wealth. And you focus on the big three and how healthy they are. Health is wealth. And again, it's also it's a message to Ja that we need you on the floor all season long. Here's the thing about this Jaren thing and flexibility and everything else, because Bobby said it, because we said it. If Ja Morant isn't playing 50 plus games, 60 plus games, 70 plus games, it doesn't matter what the rest of the roster looks like.
We have
health is wealth.
Top 10 Grizzlies slogans from ChatGPT for 2025-26. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number 10.
We'll see if we should feel threatened by the computers, as John says we should.
Number 10, from the bluff to the big stage.
Garbage. That robot can't beat human with that mess.
Rise of the Roar.
The Roar? This is struggle bus. Keep going.
AI's not going to be taking.
And he's
jobs.
Talking about they got the Yahoo fantasy writers. Yeah, they must have been great.
They got blasted out of there.
My goodness.
Yeah, they're going to have to
get
hire
beat
them.
By this
terrible.
Mess.
Number
Save
eight.
Them.
Stand tall, roar louder.
What's up with the roar? Grizzly bears don't roar, do they?
I
growl.
I typed grizzlies.
Grizzlies growl.
I think that's coming soon. Fear the future. Fear the future.
I do fear the future.
Built in Memphis. Grizz up. This is our jungle. Number three.
Bears don't live in the jungle.
They are bringing.
Is this the remedial AI you were dealing with?
This is chat.
Chat
GPT. We don't bluff is number three. Next gen, same grit.
John, like, I'm a creative. I'm concerned.
Number one is.
This is giving me reassurance.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, you should feel good about
this.
You got
security, bro.
This is good.
Lifetime contract
is
just for you.
This is garbage. This is absolute crap.
Hey, hopefully the operators are as good as Brad at it.
None of those are better than health.
Bro, this is not me. This is the damn computer.
No, don't blame the computer.
Number one is unleash the grind.
They went back to the grind.
Yeah.
You can't keep coming around the block
to
that.
You can't go back to the grind.
I think the grind needs to be put down.
How about put down the grind?
Climbing's not done with it. He told you. I got dogs here. Cam. We're going getting gritty guys.
Let the dogs out like the Baja Man, fool. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Where's that song, Brad? Let the dogs out? Who? That's what we're gonna do. That's our anthem for 2025.
None of those are
bro.
Better than our health is our wealth.
Yeah, I like our health is our wealth.
That there we go. This is gonna be the Grizzlies' entrance. So
may as well be the music we play down there sometime.
Beale Street, Big Dreams.
Now we're going to. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. This is all kind of grim. But, like, only if you run it back. Like, if you make a trade, I can get behind it. Like, you know.
How about – I like what the Pacers are doing. Funny Grizzlies slogans might be a better one, right?
Is there anything we can do with the grizzer? How about, can we mess around with the
– When I type in funny Grizz ones, it says grit happens.
That's us with the Edie stuff.
Grit happens. Yeah,
the injury stuff.
Grit happens.
Grit happens every year.
Grit happens
that's
is kind
its
of
best, every that's year. Its best
that
one.
Actually is pretty decent because it's, you know, S happens. It's yeah. Grit happens.
But nothing quite as good as yes, sirs.
Yes, like, sirs honestly. Is, a, you're right. That's an A.
It's the best ever. I'm willing
it's,
to say.
It's right there, John.
In the
it's
NBA,
very
I think
good.
It's the best ever. I do. I mean, because it's easy to say. It's a nice rally. Like, yes, sir. It's like yes. What you would say anyway. Like,
yeah.
It just is too good. Whoever did that, whoever came up with that, I hope, got a raise.
We don't bluff except in poker. I don't know if that's too long.
And Jason doesn't bluff in poker either. He is a transparent player.
Come straight at you. When I got something, you're going to know it.
Grit happens is the best one I saw so far.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you know, we should get compensated for the help that we give these language learning models. Like, like if we put time in it, we should get like $5.
So yeah. It's going to be tough.
Pay lunch, pay us lunch, or something like that.
And Dunkytown was a true one, right?
Oh, that was a real
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Dunkytown, Jeff makes fun of it
all.
That
was good.
Can you believe how bad we were when we were calling it Dunkytown?
I like Dunkytown.
I liked your
you
health
like
one.
You like Dunkytown?
Yeah.
You like to make fun of it.
Nah, dude, Dunkytown.
You talk about how cornball we were in there then.
Won't you take me to Dunkytown? Dunkytown.
That's fun.
What else the girls got going on?
It was so lame it could only last for a year.
Oh, the 2025 version, as you know, is no Dunkytown.
That's actually clever. Again, another reminder to Ja.
No
so this
Dunkytown.
One serves two purposes.
Yeah.
No Dunkytown.
Dunkytown.
That was a great. That was clever. That was back before we had a marketing.
What year
team.
Was that? Was that Battier
that
years?
That was the first one, wasn't it? It was the first year in Memphis or second year in Memphis?
Stromile feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it was very
wow. I feel like
very
he was
early.
Part of Dunkyland, Stromile Swift. I could be making that up.
Oh, it was Dunkyland. That's
yeah,
what
I enjoyed watching Stromile.
Yeah, you making up Dunkytown trying to make it more clever than it was. It was like Dunkyland.
Yeah, Dunkyland. Dunkytown would have been better. Yeah,
Dunkytown would have been better.
Because if go in Funky Town and yeah, it works. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. I'm actually looking it up. It was 2006, so it was a little bit later in the game
later.
Than I thought.
Yeah.
But it is the Sports Business Journal said it was a slam dunk. I don't know, man.
Wow. We were cheesier 20 years ago as a society.
No, that's true.
Though.
We were easier probably.
Society was different. We weren't cool in general, you know.
Was that Stromile Swift's time? Am I right about did I match that up?
Sounds
correctly?
Right. Stro.
Yeah,
it
had
was 06.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a story at Slam Online where they're just like going through the news of the week. And like the writer says, the Grizzlies marketing campaign is built around the phrase Dunkyland. Yeah, I'm really confused by it too. So it was confusing
Damn.
For all. Back
Damn.
Then.
Yeah, it was. Because he had a rocket stint in between, but then he came back 06, 08.
Mm-hmm. If you were being clever, you could say we're not in Canada anymore, like or some sort of Canadian rip, but they lean too much on that.
Oh, you mean back
hit.
Then?
Yeah, well, or now. Like, you know, you
well,
got
no,
that
we don't need to do
versus
it now.
Canada.
We don't need to do it now because we've been out of Vancouver for 25 years.
Screw Canada?
Yeah, we don't. Work? I mean, yeah, exactly. Like, and
that's
honestly,
what I'm saying.
Canada is coming back with a vengeance, and also we have a Canadian on the team. Zach Eady.
I guess you can't do that.
So we have multiple Canadians
on the
team. But
he's hurt. I mean, well, he's out.
Brandon Clark and Zach Eady. All the Canadians on this team are hurt.
Yeah. Or traded.
We got to fix that. We got to get the Canadians healthy again.
Well, we got time. We'll keep working on the slogan.
Yeah.
All right, we got some time.
It's not going to include KD though, unfortunately.
No.
That made me very sad. To see that. I guess
it doesn't even look like we're bothering.
No,
him.
I guess
make
the Grizzlies.
It known
yeah,
that we're after him.
I think the Grizzlies just feel like we made our run at him 2 years ago.
Well,
you know?
And the teams that are interested have too much.
Exactly right.
In terms of compared to what we can offer, right? Whether Knicks, Timberwolves, Heat, Spurs, Rockets.
Yep.
All those teams have more than you, and if they're more intent on getting him than you are, you got no chance.
Good motto, Grizzlies. We tried. You know. We tried.
Tickets, BC. They didn't give me.
We're trying to sell tickets, man.
Okay.
As you know,
tried to get KD, but still okay.
Like you know, think about it from this. We're trying to
grit happens.
Grit happens is right there.
Whichever one of y'all did that was that the ChatGPT?
Chat. Yeah.
Dang.
Grit happens is solid. I think that's the one. grit happens.
So you tell yourself, every Steven Adams, Zaire Gede. I mean, we just, you know, it happens.
Grit happens.
We come on down, we support it together.
I mean, it definitely.
Sometimes.
It definitely does for this franchise.
It doesn't sell tickets, though.
But what was it last year?
For the M was the playoff one. They had one for the playoff was for the M, and then I forget what the season was. I can look it up.
They may not have had one. I mean, it's not.
Harden for certain.
Yep. Remember the Mem This?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
Was it? I thought Mem This was lame.
It was. And we said that the day it came
y'all
out.
Did. Y'all did.
We did. Brad liked it. We made him uncomfortable now, look, when we said we didn't.
I walked off on the show. You've walked off on the show.
You're not going to continue to balance that out as if it's easy.
Brad walked out on the show on that one.
Yes, he did.
When we started going at Mem This, that was his boiling point moment, you know?
Yep.
He said, "Y'all, if y'all say
you
one
guys
more
just
thing,
hate on everything."
Now I feel like we have been complimentary of the Grizzlies marketing
because they've had great ones.
It's a balance. It's like this is we're coming at this from a completely neutral standpoint. You know, like if we think it's great, we're going to say it's great, and if we don't, we're going to say we don't because our expectations of them are very high.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, they do a great job with towels. I've got a towel in my bag. Wherever that is, I don't remember. It was one of the play. It was the game four. I said, I want to remember this. I don't remember this 15.5 point cover.
Well, the fact is, you're still carrying around a win,
and it was a 30 point game.
A win for them,
Scottie Pippen Jr. As you know, I think the Spurs are the favorite. By the way, on KD, like in the betting markets, the Spurs are the favorite to land KD.
Damn.
I mean, I don't know if I understand that. Like. Because it's not. I don't think they're on his time. You know, like they'll be great at some point, but it's like KD at 37 is going to be playing the league for much longer.
The Shams says that sides are going to work together to find him his next home, which I just don't.
That's why people think it's the Spurs because
So you're telling me you're not even worried about getting the best deal at this point if you're Phoenix the way you've blown it by going and getting him and Beal and all that.
Yeah.
At this point, don't you need to be more concerned about getting it right if you're Ishbia?
Well, that's what the Bucks said. The Bucks said if we trade Giannis, we're getting it back in blood. You know, and that's why now you're not seeing Giannis traded.
I don't care about doing KD any favors at this, especially after I've made the mistake of thinking that big three was going to work. I'm now behind the eight ball. Because I've come in here trying to make waves, become a contender. As soon as I grabbed ownership of this team, Matt Ishbia, and you blew it. And so it sets you back now. I'm the last thing I'm concerned about. It. I've already got one I got to answer to with Beal because he's got the no trade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to get best deal. That's just going to further sink you if you're just trying to make Kevin Durant happy.
I mean, the Spurs can send like
young
wings.
You blow your kiss from the other team next season? Like, who cares?
The Spurs can send you like the Devin Vassell, Keldon John. They can send you some pieces, you know. Like, what do you want from the Heat?
No, I'm saying he wants to go to the Knicks. Knicks offer is not going to be better than the Spurs or the Rockets. I don't care about the Knicks offer at that point. I'm going to give him the Spurs or Rockets. That's how I'm saying.
I'm not prioritizing where
he wants to go over what's a better offer.
Yes.
From one of these other teams.
Unless the Knicks send out Bridges, Ananobi, you know, both of them to get KD. Or like, you know, Bridges and Towns.
Well,
or
Towns is the one they're going to want to come off of.
Right.
And
they're not going to want to take on that salary. You know? I mean, they're trying to – this is a rebuild. Although you do have to pay players. I mean, you do have to pay somebody. And Cat would be a –
But Cat's got too many of them left, right? That's
I think
problem.
So. He just signed it.
He just signed it.
How many years does he
have? That Bobby just talked about it. It's his number that scares him. That's
right.
Scares everybody how much he's making.
He would be an elite tank guy though, because like he'd put up a ton of points, so like the fans would love him, you know. And he would take up so much salary. He is owed. He's got 3 years left essentially because he's got a player option in 27-28 at $61 million per. So there you go.
That's what everybody keeps talking about. Knicks have a major decision on talent. Who's going to take him?
No, not at 61 and 27, 28.
Like what contender, like you said?
At 32.
Tanking team, maybe.
He'll be 32 making $61 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's absolutely brutal.
Oh, man.
That is absolutely brutal. So
I was saying, he got played off the floor for stretches defensively. It kills you.
Yeah, it absolutely does. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the KD trade. Sadly, it won't be here. But
let's hope it's to somebody in the East.
I just hope he's happy.
I guess it didn't really matter him being in Phoenix. It didn't hurt the Grizzlies.
It's actually crazy how little they did with him.
Very little.
Like, that will be a footnote of his career, like those two and a half years in Phoenix. Like, really, really, really random. This is, like, people, you know, it'll be like a trivia question. Like, who was Kevin Durant's third team that he played for, you know? Like, who will remember his Suns days? I don't remember a single thing from his Suns era.
I don't either.
Like, there was, like, a single moment. Grit happens. We got some big changes coming to college basketball. Did you see this? It's very exciting. It's very, very exciting. First of all, they're studying quarters. They're the only basketball entity in the entire world that uses the half system. And they're now studying quarters. So we may at some point soon have college basketball played by quarter. Women do it. Men don't do it. Very weird. But in terms of actual changes that are coming to college basketball,
you need that.
How about a coach's challenge? You like that? We got coaches challenge challenges coming to college basketball. Gone are the days of these officials reviewing every single out of bounds call after the 2 minute mark in the second half. You have to challenge that if you want the officials to review it. So this would add ungodly amounts of time to a game, right? Because it'd be out of, like, it might happen four or five, it might happen four times in 2 minutes, but you can only review it now as part of the new rules if you have a challenge, and if you use it there. So that's going to help with the flow of the game. You can review an out of bounds call at any point. You can review goaltending. That's a big one. You can review that as a coach's challenge, and you can review whether a secondary defender was in the restricted area arc. You can't challenge a foul. So, like, you know, the NBA, you can challenge a foul. You can't challenge a foul yet, but it does feel like in time they will add that, right? This is just the first. Also, Jason, continuation is coming to college basketball. How about that?
How about that?
I don't know if you like that. I think it's like a natural thing.
It's natural.
Like, how many baskets have been waved off that should have counted? Mm-hmm. And it kind of was applied sporadically, like some refs would allow it, some would not, but now continuation will be allowed. If you are taking that step, you're allowed to finish. Now, the NBA's continuation, I think, gets a little outrageous, but college basketball has some room to improve, and they are doing that. So those are the big ones.
All right.
You're getting continuation, and you're getting a coach's challenge. Like, I wonder, it sounds like this would not have been able to be challenged. But like the FAU game for Memphis, for example, when it was called a jump ball instead of the timeout, like in an ideal world, there's a moment where you can call a timeout, challenge, see what happened first, right? Jaden Hardaway was calling for the timeout. It was missed. It gets retroactively awarded before the jump ball gets called. You know, that's one of those that challenge could have fixed. I don't know that the 25-26 version of them would have fixed it, but you can see kind of where it goes. It'll evolve from here. It won't always be this way. So that's that's definitely a step in the right direction. It'll just help with the final, 2 minutes of the game. So very subtle tweaks, but I think tweaks that will improve the viewership experience for college basketball overall. And, we needed it. We needed it for sure. So anyway, it's coming effective 25-26. Quarters not yet. I think that'll be a 26-27 development, though.
It should have been done yesterday.
No doubt. Like, what's the difference? Like, there's no bad thing
Why
about it.
Why are you different?
Because
than the rest of basketball.
Think about it. It allows fouls to get reset. So a team's not going to be in the bonus for 16 minutes, potentially. You know, it could happen. It's happened before, or 12 minutes or whatever. You play four 10-minute quarters,
Think about how we do it at every level of basketball and then change it at college to then go back to it in the
That's
NBA.
Right. That's right.
How backwards is that?
And it's only the
and
men.
We just change it for the men.
Why would we change it for the women but not the men? Where's the equality? You know? That's what we strive for, but we don't adhere to it.
How stupid is that?
It really is stupid. It's good enough for your women, like you crown women's champions, right? Like, you invest in women's basketball, don't you? Well, then why have you decided that it's only good enough for that and not men?
Like, I just don't understand it at all. Mm-hmm. They're going to go 26-27. This will be the final season of halves in college basketball. We will look back and we will say, oh my goodness, there was a time where they played 2 20-minute halves. Would quarters have changed the championship game? I don't think it would have mattered, right? Like, because the foul situation, it wasn't like a bonus deal. It was just like Dorsey just fouled out.
I don't know. We'll have to go back and reapply the
four-quarter
rules.
And then I think if we determine that it would have changed the outcome, we will then crown Memphis the 2007-2008 national champion.
Just here, just you. The show can. Yes. The station can.
That's right. That's right. We have the banner.
Kind of.
We got it right out.
Does it not say runner-up? What is it?
No, we could amend that as well.
Change it, yeah.
That is the real banner, right? Champion. Isn't it, Brad? You went up there and got it?
Not real.
I think Calkins acquired that for us, did he not?
It's definitely one of the cooler parts, of memorabilia around here.
Yeah, we don't have much.
We don't have much. We're battling, you know? We have some random stuff. We do have a Damon Stoudemire signed jersey.
That's my – all those memorabilia is really my stuff. It's
gotcha.
Just I've repurposed it, so it's not
– gotcha.
In the, and we have some old collection of radios here. Ron Olson's art has really upped our game.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Yeah, it looks good.
We owe everything to you, Ron.
Ron's awesome.
But anyway, big changes coming to college basketball this year and soon after, it feels like. We'll come back. Got Fade Brad. Fade Breezy. It's back.
No time.
Where's he going? Over. Under.
Let me get back to 10.
Trying to get back to 10 games, 500. Over 500. Game 3 tonight. Stick around. Jason and John, Artie, China.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
FM, ESPN. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be your favorite call. If you are getting in the real estate market, buying, selling a home, you'll be so glad that you got with Jennifer and her team because they truly are the best. That's not just us saying it for lip service. They get results. They help people make money for their home, build equity. And whether you're buying or selling, they're going to be your guide. But you got to reach out. So to livelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200. One of the best numbers you can have in your phone. Lock it in like our man Reggie did. He wasn't exactly ready until he was ready. All right? Took him a while. And you might not be either. But lock that number in because whether it's now or a couple of weeks or maybe in a couple of years, Jennifer Carstensen is going to be the best number to call. She's going to put you in a great situation, whether it's selling your home for maybe more money than you even think is possible. That's what she did for me. Or getting you in your dream situation, dream home. Great equity situation. Again, Jennifer's not going to put you in a mortgage that you can't afford or that's not good for you. That 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you're not going to still be in a good spot with. That's how she does her business. That's good business. And that's the business of improving Memphis because you're putting people in favorable, great situations, ownership-wise. That's what Live Love does. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
We're back. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN. Norton Hart IV is going to join us at 1:25. Talk to him about his summer and some NBA. So do not miss that. But every time there is an NBA game in the playoffs, we do a segment that is I've gotten emails from various sports books, and they have asked us to stop doing it because it is so successful.
Mm.
You're crushing the books, Brad. You're crushing them. They're crying. They're saying, uncle, you got them in a cobra clutch, in the camel clutch, and you just won't let go. You gave a little bit back in game two. You did. We felt very good about that. The books thanked you for that, with your legion, right, of bettors. But I got a feeling, Jason, that Brad Carson is not going to be so generous in game three. But there's only one way to find out. Let's fade Brad. Game three. Let me get this stat, okay? Because I want to make sure that I'm presenting this correctly. I'll ask
AI on Gemini. So this is where AI's use case is very good and helpful for me, right? In an NBA Finals series tied 1-1, the team that wins Game 3 goes on to win the series 80.5% of the time. Let's round that up. Let's call it a smooth 81. 81% of the time, Game 3 winner goes on to win the series. So there you have it. Pivotal game tonight.
Yep.
It's in Indiana, in Indianapolis, and as you guys know, we always use ESPN Bet for this segment. And tonight we've got the Oklahoma City Thunder -5.5 on the road at Indiana. Brad Carson, what do you think?
Well, one of the things I do is I try to pride myself on being graceful at being wrong. Some people are bitter and pissy about being wrong. Me? I try to use the strength of my personality as affable. Being wrong often. In fact, I enjoy being wrong because that means you can fix it and turn towards being right.
Lesson, not an L.
Right.
Not a loss. It's a lesson.
Exactly.
You treat it as a lesson.
We
lost.
Get better. We've had a better year this year, folks. We had a terrible year last year. That's how the segment came back called Fade Brad. And I was doing better. I was trying to right the ship. But now we're struggling here. We're 1-1 in this finals.
Not good.
Still,
not good.
Still 9 games over 500 for the
year. You know, we're not talking
year.
About. We're not talking about the old.
I get it. I get it. 1-1.
We're talking about the now.
Called a struggle though.
We in the last segment were using ChatGPT to pick marketing slogans for the Grizzlies, and we came up with "Grit Happens" as our pick out of what Miss GPT picked as the best of whatever was listed there. The rest were pretty crappy and cheesy, frankly, but. If I'm looking at what ChatGPT says, when I type in, give me an edge tonight, Pacers +5.5, or Oklahoma City -5.5.
You put this in ChatGPT?
Yes, I did. What's the pick? ChatGPT, you must pick. And it spits out all sorts of things about the New York Post and Talk Sports. Matt Moore even comes up from the Action Network, who it says Matt Moore favors Indiana covering or even a money line upset, citing home momentum and trends. Pacers haven't lost Game 3 at home in earlier rounds. Yahoo Fantasy, their ChatGPT models, which we know aren't people. Those are computers now writing and doing analysis. So the analysis came up with analysis from bogus computers, and it talks about how the passion of a home crowd and leverage second half from a boost from Halliburton, who needs to step up, will in fact put Indiana over the top. But at the end of the day, ChatGPT has a final pick with a star, and they pick Thunder -5.5, and that reinforces everything that I thought going into this, and I agree with Miss GPT here. The Thunder will win tonight. They're going to kick the crap out of the Pacers, the
wow.
Yesers.
Wow.
In, despite this beautiful scene that I see on television outside of Gainbridge, and the Pacers are going to get closed out here in fine fashion, in order, in 5 games. And that includes tonight. And they're going to cover. The Thunder will win tonight -5.5.
Man, he's going with the computers.
Now he's got the computers on. Now, see, that
was. He's aligned himself with
ChatGPT. That
Chad
was not
GPT.
Part of the segment last year. AI
no,
was
you?
Not as prominent.
Why did you do this? Why did you change up your. Because you felt like 1-1 is struggling that you had to go to the computer?
I actually was going to already pick Oklahoma City -5.5.
I will actually vouch for this because he said it to me yesterday.
Said it yesterday in the hall to
or
John.
Monday, one of the two.
I've been here all along. I told him, I said, I'm about
he said
to
he's
turn.
Switching. He did.
I said,
he
I,
did.
I've been riding.
And you did say the computers yep. confirmed what you
he
believe.
Did. He said, he said he's about to come out of the OKC closet.
And I've been good through this series jumping off of bandwagons. Like, you ride the Cavaliers, get off. Knicks. Grind the Knicks. Get off. Okay. Pacers. Up. Get
it
off of that.
It might be time.
It's time. Get
that's,
off.
That's the mark of a sharp bettor, knowing when it's time to get off.
Get off the ship.
I see you.
Even though, you know, there's a video game I played 4 or 5 years ago. It was called Ghost of Tsushima. Okay. It's a classic game. Amazing game.
Okay.
And it's about the samurai. That's the story. It's about this Japanese samurai who is going through, you know, his world, and he has this trusty steed. Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember. You can pick the name of. There's like 3 different names. I can't remember what the name of the one that I picked was. Right. But this horse is so reliable for you for the entirety of the game. Right. And it's enough time has passed. I can say this. At the end, the horse gets hit with the arrows. Right.
Oh no.
He gets taken out, and you have to leave this horse on your journey. You have to leave him behind.
So.
Because he's compromised. You know.
Dead.
He's dying.
He's going
to
die.
And you can see, it's actually very sad.
You should actually kill it to put it out of its misery.
You could see, like, as the horse is, like, trying to, like, you know, go through all the, you know, and he's, like, weakening, and it's very sad. But eventually, you know, you got to put him down.
So tonight we put down Halliburton.
It seems like that's where you're at with the Pacers. They're this horse. It's been great for you for the almost entirety of the game, entirety of the playoffs. But now it's time to put them down. Now it's time to get off.
And I hate the Thunder. They're going to kick ass for several years now. This makes me sick, but it's just the right pick.
Was Artax the horse's name in Never Ending Story that a Trey you had to put down? What? You didn't see it. He was watching the Cosby Show. Brad didn't see it.
I was watching
it.
The Cosby Show.
I'm talking about the original Never Ending Story. Never
Brad
mind.
Didn't do anything but never watch mind. The Cosby Show.
Hey, me and Theo,
he
bro.
Was just watching Malcolm.
Me and Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yep. Hey, Brad, man, we're going to the movies, man. Nah, man, I'm watching the Cosby Show.
I'm in the house, bro. Got to watch Cosby Show, then Cheers.
Comes on. Don't ask Brad to go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.